Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. All right. Walking because we can. It's a get to. Moving our hearts closer to God. It only has to be the intention of our heart. You know that, right? Starts with the intention. And then our body responds. The spirit leads and our flesh follows. So God, you are so welcome here. So we put one foot in front of the other. May we see the cords of kindness, your cords of kindness and faithfulness drawing us towards you, as if our heart had a cord pulling us closer to you with each step. So come in this time and be glorified. May we make this about you, God. You are way more interesting than our problems, our cares, our worries. Thank you that you allow us to bring them. You invite us to worship you in sincerity and in truth. But may we not be stuck in our moment. We come to you because in you is fullness of life. In Jesus' name, amen. She got me talking to Jesus. Yeah, my mama. All right, let's all remember our intention, or let's get back to where this all began. The people of God would sing these songs, repeat these psalms, as they traveled to Jerusalem to worship. What a friend we had. It was during Solomon's reign. Right, we know with Solomon, they are living in the afterlife of the war that had been shed through his father David. Ground had been taken. They are living well. They're feeling the benefits of being followers and worshipers of God. Before the three feasts of the year, Feast of the Unleavened Bread, Feast of Booths, and Feast of Weeks. So we're taking this big family road trip, just talking about God, talking to God. This is so fun. So today, Psalm 124. Let's just take in for a minute. As we read these words, these were the same words our forefathers, who are now a great cloud of witness, they sang these songs. You are tied to this eternal purpose and eternal family. What a privilege. Here we go. Psalm 124. It's titled, Our Help is in the Name of the Lord. A song of ascents of David. Remember, songs of elevation. We're going higher. We're traveling up. Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who have made heaven and earth. This is the word of God. Just talk to your father like you are his kid. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Cause you can talk to Jesus. Oh, whenever you like. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Just keep talking to Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, just say that over and over. That's all. Use your mouth. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, come on. Adore him, revere him. Glorify him, lift him up. He is worthy of your praise. He is worthy of your prayers. This is an if-then prayer, an if-then psalm. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, then they would have swallowed us up alive. The flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. They are remembering. Y'all, when we pray like this, we put our shoes on, we suit up to remember. You know, if you join a gym, you have a membership. Sometimes a church says membership. It means belong. I am a member here, I belong. And when we remember, we go, wait a minute, this is where I belong. I remember myself back to the Lord, that if it had not been the Lord who was on my side, I would be. Name it out. Go ahead. I'm going to go quiet. Repeat that or fill in the blank. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, then I would. Say it out loud. Give him praise. Give him adoration. I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Melt empty praise and treasures of fame. Well, I can tell you this. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I'd be making a mess and blaming everyone for it. I would be transferring my brokenness on down the generational line. Every sin my mama and papa did, I would continue it, and I would blame. And the torrents would have gone over me and washed me away. I know for sure I wouldn't be married. I know it. And for some of you who are divorced, you didn't want it. Or for some of you, you did. But that was then, and this is now. If the Lord hadn't been with you, then you would perpetuate it over and over. And the enemy who wants you far, far away from the worship and adoration of God, he'd swallow you up alive. With his floods, he'd sweep you away. With a torrent, you would have given yourself over to the raging waters, washed away. Reflect upon the things the Lord has seen you through and give him thanks and praise. Come on, Holy Spirit, pull up from us. Remind us, our minds are so cluttered with today. Help us to remember that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, who was walking with us when we weren't even aware he was there, what would it be like today? Everyone, repeat after me. God, you have been by my side. God, you are on my side. God is on our side. God is on our side. Say it until it's true, until it embodies you, until you feel it in the cellular structure of your well-being, of your design. The Israelites would be reflecting, remembering when God brought them through the Red Sea with Moses, and then the Jordan, the raging rivers of Jordan with Joshua. He made a way. When God is on your side, he will make a way. Psalm 124, verse 6. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Come on. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Say that. The snare is broken and we have escaped. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Now say it and direct it to his heart. Let him hear with your mouth Let his ears hear your mouth say what your heart believes. It's broken, and we have escaped. And some of you, you need to say this by faith. You're not feeling the freedom. You're feeling the weight of captivity, of some type of trouble that the enemy is causing. Remember, the enemy, he is defeated. Remember yourself to Christ on the cross. These people journeying to the temple, they had no idea that one day they wouldn't need to journey anymore. They would be a temple made with living stones. So by faith, declare, the snare is broken. We have escaped. See your family free. See your coworkers free. See yourself free, because the Lord is on your side. Now remember, put your feet down purposely. We're coming in to our 20-minute walk. Just remembering that this is why you've been given breath. This is why you've been given a body. Breath for life and a body to respond. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. He's worthy of your praise. Your journey, your road trip down through the valleys and up to the precipice, he has been on your side, at your side. He will not leave you to the enemy to swallow you up and sweep you away and wash you gone with raging waters. No. Blessed be the Lord, who has no plan to give you over to your enemy as prey in his teeth. Now, there will be suffering. Your faith is being tested. That's why James can say, count it all joy in trials and sufferings. When the road trip gets hot, your feet get blistered, you're tired, and it's hard to praise. Rejoice that faith is being built in you. It's making a way through you. That the snare is broken and you have escaped. You have breath and you have a body. Exalt the God who broke his body and gave his last breath, saying, Father, it is finished. I commit myself to your spirit. He gives himself up. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. God's people are not pawns or prey. I would like you to call upon your holy and sanctified and set apart imagination to see the Lord walking next to you. See his feet setting at the same pace with you. He is at your side. He is on your side. Snare is broken. The snare is broken. The trap is broken. Whatever the enemy thinks he's got you up against, it's a booby trap. It will come back on him.
And all will see how great.
thanks. Sing to him. Give him thanks. Sing. Use your breath and keep your steps drawing closer to his heart. Everyone, stand still. Just stand still. You've done your walk. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us, and over us would have gone the raging waters. But God, thank you, God, for this time. Thank you that you are right here on our side. You are lifting our hands. You are strengthening our feeble feet. You are making hinds feet for us, God, to go to the high places. You enable us with the feet of a deer to go with you, to journey with you. And wherever we feel trapped, you say, be free. We honor you, we revere you, we thank you that this is all about you and for you, and you're just trying to make your way into us so we would come closer to the place of worship 24/7. We love you and we thank you for this gift of your word. What a gift, and how it renews us from soul to skin. In Jesus' name, amen.